Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shor. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman le'ilui nishmas HaRav Yaakov ben Matisyahu.
Pesachim daf ayin hey. The Gemara explains that although you're not allowed to be tzoyla the Karban Pesach with an askela made out of metal, but an askela menukeves is mutter. Rashi explains that the heter to be tzoyla the Karban Pesach with an askela menukeves is dafka in a case where the basar is not negeh bebarzel at all. There are holes. An askela menukeves means that there are spaces in between the pieces of metal. And Rashi's explanation is that the Karban Pesach, the meat of the Karban, has to be suspended in between the pieces of metal such that it's not touching the metal at all. However, the Lashon of the Rambam, Hilchos Karban Pesach, Perek Ches Halacha Tes, is Imhoya Kli Menukev Kedesha Tishloit Boiha Or Tzoylin Olav. If it's a Kli Menukev, enough that the Or, that the fire, is Shoylet on the Karban Pesach, then Tzoylin Olav. Now the Ravid says right over there, V'hu Shlo Yiga Bekli. It cannot touch the kli, just like we learn over here on Amud Beis that if the Karban Pesach touches the cherse shel taner, it touches the side of the oven, so it's getting heated up by things other than the eish, so you have to be koilofis mekoimbe because that part is considered as having been snitzle al yidei davar acher. So too, says the Ravid, in our case, where you're doing it on top of an askela, if it were to touch the metal, then you would have the same problem as having part of it being nitzla al yidei, the metal. The Kesef Mishnah is misupik whether the Rambam agrees to the Ravid or not. Because the Lashon of the Rambam, imhoya kli menukev kedesha tishli boa or tzoylin olav, sounds like all we need is to make sure that there are holes so that the flames could get through. The fire can be shoylet on the Karban Pesach. But you could still be tzoylin olav, and the Rambam doesn't make any mention of the fact that you have to make sure it doesn't touch the metal. Tzoylin olav sounds like you use it like you do normally in askela. The way people usually use an askela is you rest it on the grates, and here it sounds like your tzoylin olav is just that you have to have the holes in order that the eish should be shoylet. The question is, what does the Rambam do? If that's the pshat in the Rambam, then what does he do with the taina that the Ravid says from the case of naga v'cherse shel taner? We know that although the Karban Pesach is being nitzla by the fire, if part of it touched the side of the taner, like we mentioned, it would be puzzle that part, and you have to be koilef, you have to peel off that part of the Karban Pesach. So why would it be okay to be tzoylet on top of the grates and let that part of the Karban Pesach touch the hot metal? Another kasha is that we learned that you can't use a shpud shel mateches, a spit that's made out of metal, and that's because chamek tzasi cham kuloi, so the part that's inside the animal is going to be heated up by the fire, and then it's going to give heat to the animal. That's also called sli machmas davar achar, not sli eish. So why is that any different than the case of the askela, according to the Rambam, that it could be touching the askela? The Sfasemis says that there's a technical difference between the two cases. In the case of Naga Becherse Shel Taner, the case that's being discussed is that the basar is still in a state where it's uncooked, and at that point it touches the side of the taner, which is capable of cooking it in that spot where it touches it. So that spot is called Tzli Al Yidei Davar Acher, because it changed from being raw to being Nitzle Al Yidei, something that's not the Eish. Masha'en Kain, our case, we're talking about where it's resting on an askela, and then you start the fire underneath the askela. The fire is providing heat to the piece of meat at the same time that it's touching the askela, which is also getting heat from the fire. Says the Sfasemis, in such a case, the tuffel is bottle to the ikker. The tuffel, meaning the askela, which is receiving heat from the fire, is bottle to the ikker, to the fire itself. So we don't look at what the askela is doing to the basar, because that very place that's being affected by the askela is just as much being, or if not more, being affected by the fire. So there's no one point in time that we could say that there's a piece of the meat that was nitzla al yidei, something other than the fire and not the fire. The entire time, rather, it's being affected both by the fire and the davar acher. That's not called tzli al yidei davar acher. That's called a joint tzli through the fire plus whatever heat is added through the contact with the askela.
The same chiluk holds true legabe ashput shel mateches, because by ashput shel mateches there is a part of the basar, the hainu, the inner part of the behema, which is being nitzle dafka al yidei the metal and is not yet being affected by the fire. And therefore it changes, the inside of the animal will change from being raw to being nitzle, not through the fire, dafka through the shput shel mateches. Unlike the askela, that the part that's being affected by the askela is also being affected at the same time by the fire. So it comes out, according to the Tfasimus, that we have a machloikus between the Rambam and Rashi, whether tzli aide davar acher has to be independently tzoyle, a piece of the meat, or it's also called tzli aide davar acher if partial tzli is accomplished through the davar acher at the same time that the piece of meat is receiving heat from the fire itself. Another interesting discussion, which is related to this discussion, is we now know that an askela that's not minukeves, that doesn't have holes in it, you're not allowed to do tzliya with. The question is that true only when the Korban Pesach is resting on the askela she'ena minukeves, or even if it's suspended above the askela she'ena minukeves? The Tzlach learns that when you use an askela she'ena menukeves, it's always pasul, even if it's suspended above the askela she'ena menukeves and it's not touching the askela at all. Because, says the Tzlach, as long as the heat that is being provided to the piece of meat is not coming directly from the fire, there's something being mafsik in between itself and the fire, that's called tzli al yidei davar acher, because the heat that it's receiving is considered heat that's coming from the askela and not heat that's coming from the fire. Now, the truth is that according to Rashi that we just mentioned, it would seem to be muchach like the Tzlach, because Rashi says that the case of askela menukeves is talking about where the meat is not touching the askela, it's suspended in between those holes. So if the Gemara is being mechalik between an askela menukeves and askela she'ena menukeves, it would have to be the same case, that in both cases it's not touching the metal, and yet there's a difference than we're mechalik between when there are holes and when there are no holes. Otherwise, it's not really a difference between menukeves and ena menukeves, because if it's only possible by ena menukeves when it's touching the metal, then that's a case that even menukeves is going to be possible. Now, the Sfas Emes in Svara disagrees with the Tzlach. He says that it cannot be that it's going to be possible by ena menukeves when it's not touching the metal. He says, why do I care that there's an askela being mafsik between the fire and the meat? It doesn't have to touch the fire, so you have something being mafsik. The fact is that the heat is still considered coming from the fire, and he says it's no different than when you have a tanner and there's a fire in the bottom of the tanner. There's definitely heat being added by the fact that the sides of the tanner are conductors of heat and are helping the tzliya process. However, the Dvar Shmuel says that the Tzlach does not consider that to be a raya, because it's true that when you have a fire inside an oven, although the sides of the oven help the tzliya process, but that's seen by the halacha as being a siyua, a assistance, an aid to the tzliya that is being done by the fire. The walls of the fire may keep in the heat and don't allow it to escape, but the ikar tzliya is happening through the fire. Masha'inkim, when you have an askela minukeves that's being mafsik between the fire and the meat, we look at it like the fire is heating up the askela, and then the askela in turn is providing heat to the meat. Now, since the Sfas Emes is not willing to accept the chiddush of the Tzlach, and he holds that the only time that askela she'ena menukeves passes the tzliya is when it's touching, but when it's suspended above the askela, then it's kosher. He therefore sides with the Rambam in the discussion that we mentioned earlier, vis-a-vis an askela menukeves. He says that the Rambam is correct, that an askela menukeves is kosher even if it's touching, because since he says that an askela she'ena menukeves is only possible when it's touching, but if it's suspended, then it's kosher, then in order to be mechalik between menukeves and ena menukeves, you would have to say that the case of menukeves is also talking where it's touching. Because if it's not, then and it's suspended above and it's not touching, then even askelam she'ena menukeves is going to be kosher. So according to this Fasemis' understanding, we really have a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam in both cases. In the case of menukeves, according to the Rambam, it's kosher kol zman that there are holes even though it's touching. And therefore, he says that the case of askela she'ena menukeves, the only time that it's pasul is where it's touching. And Rashi holds the exact opposite, that menukeves is only kosher when it's not touching the metal. And therefore, the case of ena menukeves that's pasul is even where it's not touching. The Gemara brings a shaila. Ba minei Rav Chinuno bar Idi Rav Ada bar Ava. Taner sheisika beklipei orla vegorfoi. Let's say you have a taner that you lit with klipei orla, meaning you used as fuel, you used things that are aser b'hano, like klipei orla, and vegorfoi, then you took the coals out. After you finished using them, you removed the remains of the klipei orla, v'ofa b'yesapas, and you baked bread in that taner. L'divrei ha'oyser mahu. What does it mean, l'divrei ha'oyser? Rashi explains, there is a machloikis in the Gemara in Perek Kolshod, af chavov mebeiz, between Rebbe and the Chachamim, whether, if a person were to use klipei arlo or kilei akerim, he would use the wood that came from Isuri Hana and use it as firewood. And while it's being consumed, he bakes bread. There's machlekes Rebbe and the Chachamim. Rebbe holds that the pas is usser. The Chachamim hold that it's mutter. The question over here is, what about according to Rebbe, if I first fueled the tanur with these substances, and then after I got the tanur hot, I removed the remains of the gecholim, and now I went and baked my bread. So the Gemara says the halacha is amalei apas muteris, the pas is muter. Toisfis in Dibur Maschel v'Garfoi va'afa b'yis apas asks the following question. Toisfis says that if you look at the brice over there, where Rebbe and the Chachamim argue as to whether when I use klipei arlo kilei akerim as firewood, whether the pas is mutter or aser, the seifa of that brisa says that if what you did was your bishla al gabi gecholim, divrei akol muteris. Meaning, if I did not use the klipei arlo as firewood and bake the bread while they were being consumed, rather I cooked baked the bread on top of gecholim, I waited until they got to the state of gecholim, coals, and then I used them in the state of coals. I used the heat of those coals and made bread. There, everybody agrees that the bread is mutter. So Tosfos asks, if I know that when you use it as coals, it's mutter, so of course, certainly, if I would go and take the coals out and then bake the bread in the oven, the bread would be mutter. It's a kol shekein. So what's the Gemara Shiloh over here? Tosfos answers, "V'tiritzri shiny gecholim. Gecholim are different. She'ein chuman ba machmas hashalheves ela machmas atzmon va'afra ba'almahin. Avol chaim hataner shergarfoi machmas chaim shalheves avuka ba shu iser gomor hilkach mi boyle." Tosfos explains the reason why the Gemara over here has a shaila when I took out the coals, although we know that if I use the coals themselves, it's mutter, is because when you use coals, you're dealing with heat that's being generated after they've already turned into coals. Tosfos says that state is already called Afra Ba'alma, and it's not a problem to be nene from the Klipei Arla and Kilei Akerim when they're reduced to a state of Afra Ba'alma. However, in the case that our Gemara is talking, where I removed the coals, when did I generate heat from the Klipei Arla and Kilei Akerim? Before they got to the state of coals. I used them as firewood, and then I removed them. Since the heat that is now in the Taner was generated before they reduced to Afra Ba'alma, the Gemara has a Shaila and cannot be poshted from the case of Bishla al Gabi Gecholim. Bishla al Gabi Gecholim, although you're directly coming in contact with the Gecholim, but you're coming in contact with them at a stage when they're already Afra Ba'alma. In the case of our Gemara, you are not coming in contact with the Gecholim, but the heat that was created before it was reduced to Afra Ba'alma. The Marsha over here asks Akasha on Rashi and Daf Chavav Mebeis. Rashi over there, in Dibar Maschil, Bishla Gabi Gecholim, explains that everybody, even Rebbe, agrees that in such a case, it's mutter. Rashi says, because the chiyasani pas mi iser kvar kolo ubotol, when you reduce it to gecholim, the iser is already gone. And Rashi adds, v'gecholim et strichalei, the Gemara has to tell me a chiddush about gecholim, d'lei tema akati yisur be'enei. You shouldn't say that the iser is still around, since you have gecholim in the taner. V'kol shekein, says Rashi, b'taner goruf ve'en avuka kenegdoi. Certainly, says Rashi, if I tell you that by bishla gabi gecholim, it's mutter, then certainly when you have a taner goruf, which means that you took out the coals, then it's going to be mutter. So you see from Rashi, the exact opposite of what Tosfos just proved from our Gemara. According to Rashi, why does our Gemara have a Shaila in a case of Taner Goruf? The Marsha answers that it's possible that Rashi learnt that our Gemara is going according to a certain Mandiyamar in the Sugya over there. Over there in Daf Chav Zayinam and Aleph, the Gemara brings down two shitas. What does it mean, Bishla Gabi Gecholim?
Bishlah gabi gecholim, that its mutter could either be gecholim oimemois or gecholim loichshois. Gecholim oimemois means gecholim that are on their way out. They're being extinguished already. Gecholim loichshois are coals that are on fire. They're burning coals. The Mandi Yomer who holds that they only are matir by gecholim oimemois holds that if they're gecholim loichshois, it would still be aser because you're still considered being nene from the atzei iser. They're considered still be'en. The Mandi Yomer who holds that they are matir by gecholim loichshois is more mekel and says that everybody agrees, even though it's still on fire, but you're still mutter to be nene for the past that was baked in on top of those coals. Rashi over there that we mentioned on Daf Chavav Mebeis the Ramasl Bishla is clearly going according to the Mandi Yomer who says that gecholim means gecholim loichshois, that it's mutter even though the gecholim are on fire, and is not limited to only the case of oimemois. The way we know this is because Rashi ends off saying that the only time you'd be aser is if it would be avuka kenegda, which is the lashon of the Gemara in the sugya of gecholim loichshois and oimemois, where the Gemara says that according to the Mandi Yomer loichshois, the only time it would be aser is ba'avuka kenegda, which means that there's a flame being generated from the klipei arla, and while it's still actually on fire, there's a flame, there's a shalheves that is burning, that's where it's aser. But anything less than that, the Hainu had finished burning a flame, and it's just in a state of gecholim loichshois, everybody agrees, is mutter. That is the Mandi Yomer that Rashi is going in on Daf Chavav Mebeis when he says kol shekein b'taner goruf. The Marsha says, he doesn't explain why, but he says that if you hold, we're talking about gecholim loichshois, then if you're matir in such a case, even where there are coals that are on fire, then you for sure would be matir when you remove the coals and bake bread. However, our sugya, says the Marsha, Lefi Rashi, is talking about Lefi the Mandi Yomer Gecholim Oimemois is mutter. That we're only matir Lekula Yalma in a case where the Gecholim are already extinguished. And there we say a svara that even though we're matir Gecholim Oimemois, but if you removed the coals and then baked in the heat that was left over from the Klipi Arla and Kilei Kerem that you burnt before, then we still have a Shaila. So basically, it comes out according to the Marsha, the way he's learning Shitas Rashi, is that Gecholim Oimemois is more kal than Garfai. If you have Gecholim Oimemois, then there is definitely still a reason to ask a Shaila by Garfai, by taking out the coals. And the case of Gecholim Loichshois, that according to Rashi is more chomer. And if we're matir by Gecholim Loichshois, then Kol Shekein we would be matir by Gecholim Shegarfai. So our Gemara never would ask the Shaila, Lufi the Mandi Yomer, that Gecholim Loichshois is mutter. And this needs Hesber. Why in the world would we say such a thing? Just because there's a Mandi Yomer who holds that you're only allowed to be oife by Gecholim Oimemois, but still, the Gecholim are there. Masha'en Kein, in the case where you took the Gecholim out, it should definitely be mutter, and yet we're willing to ask a Shaila. And if you agree to the Svar that Tosfos says, that there's a difference between the heat that was generated while it was still in the state of complete Klipei Arla and Kilei HaKerem, and that's why we have a Shaila by Tanusha Garfoy, and it's different than the case of the heat that is created from Gecholim, then we should agree to that Svara even by Loichshois. So why does Rashi say there's a Kol Shekein in the Sugya and Daf Chavav Mebeis from Gecholim Loichshois? It's true that we're matir Gecholim Loichshois, but the case that you took out the Gecholim from the Taner, at least the heat was generated from an earlier stage. Now, Tosfos definitely disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos holds that no matter what, whether you're going like the Mandi Yomer Gecholim Loichshois or Gecholim Oimemois, there's still no Kol Shekein from the case of Gecholim to the case of Tanur Shegaref because of the svar that they mentioned, and that's Muchach in the Lashon of Tosfos. So we also have to explain what's the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Why is it that Rashi holds that the Gemara is capable of asking a Shaila only Lefi the Mandi Yomer Gecholim Oimemois, but according to the Mandi Yomer Gecholim Loichshois, there is a Kol Shekein to the case of Tanur Shegaref? Masha'en Kein, Tosfos holds there's never a Kol Shekein. There's always a possibility to ask a Shaila because of the Chiluk that Tosfos says. So in order to explain this, we need to first analyze why is it that Rebbe should be matir in a case of Bishlal Gabi Gecholim in general. Why is there a Heter? There are two ways to understand, and there's a big nafkamina between them. One way to understand is that since Arla and Kilei HaKerem have a halacha that they're supposed to be burned, the Gemara says in Temura, Daf Lamed Dalet, that kol ha-nisrafim afron mutter. Anything that its din is to be burnt, the afer, the ash that comes after you burn it, is mutter. Masha'en ken kol anekibarim, isurim that the Torah never told you to burn, the afer is usur. Now, if that's the way you understand the reason why Rebbe's moide by Gecholim, after they're already turned to Gecholim, it's considered Afer, and the Afer is mutter to have anah from, then this din would only be true by Arla and Kilei Akerem or the like, where they are Nisrafin. But if you would have an Isser that its din is to be Nikbarin, not to be Nisrafin, then the din would be that you're not allowed to be Nene, even when it's in the Matziv of Gecholim. And that is the Shita of the Rosh in Ois Beis in the second Perek. He says that Bishlag Gabi Gecholim is only mutter by things that are Nisrafim. But if we'll be Nikbarim, then the Gecholim would be Aser. Kol Shekein from Afer. Afer is Aser, and therefore the Gecholim would also be Aser. However, the Shita of the Rambam in Perek Zayin Hilchas of Arizara, Alocha Yud Gimel, according to the way the Kesef Mishnah understands it, if a person were to use Atzei Asherah, and as in the state of Gecholim, would bake bread on top of them, it would also be mutter. Now, Atzei Asherah, it's clear from the sugya in Temura that talks about Kol HaNikbarim and Kol HaNisrafim, that it does not have the heter that all other Nisrafim have. The Afer of Atzei Asherah is not mutter to be nene from. And yet, the Kesef Mishnah learns, B'das HaRambam, that when the Atzei Asherah is reduced to Gecholim, it would be mutter, just like the case of Arla and Kilei Akerem. And the Shach in Yerideya, Simen Kuf Mem Bei, Sivkot and Yud, argues in this Kesef Mishnah, and he says it cannot be. He learns the Rambam differently, and he says that since Atzei Asherah is not included in the list of Kol HaNisrafim Afron Mutter, it belongs to the category of Kol HaNikbarim, that Afron is Aser, so it would not be Shaykh to be Matir, the case of Gecholim by Atzei Asherah. Another Nafkamina would be, if a person were to use Chametz on Pesach, which, according to the Psak Halacha, is not from the Nisrafim. We do not pass like Rabbi Yehuda that holds Ein Bir Chometz El Esreifa, and therefore it's from the Nikbarim, and the Halacha is that the Efer of Chometz BePesach is also to be Nana from. Yet, there's a Machloikas between the Magen Avram in Simen Tov Mem Hei, Sivkotten Hei, and the Shach that we just mentioned, as to whether Chometz BePesach, after you burn it, are you allowed to be Nene from the Gecholim? The Magen Avraham learns, like the Kesef Mishnah that we mentioned, that it's got nothing to do with the Nisrafim. It is halacha that you're allowed to be Nene from the Gecholim. You could be Bevashal al Gabi Gecholim, regardless as to whether they are from the Nikbarim or from the Nisrafim. So you see, obviously, that according to the Magen Avraham and according to the Kesef Mishnah, there's a totally different Svara, which is Matir being Bevashal al Gabi Gecholim, which has got nothing to do with the din of Kol Nisrafim Afron Mutter. What is that Svara? So I believe we could explain this based on a very important yesod that's mentioned by Reb Shimon in the Shari Yosher in Shar Gimel, Perek Chof Hei. Over there, Reb Shimon says a yesod in Isuri Hanoah. Usually, it's understood that the din of Isuri Hanoah is that the Gavra is not allowed to receive Hanoah from the Dover HaOser. Reb Shimon is mechadish that it's not the Hanoah per se that's Oser, rather, it's the Lekichas Hanah that's Aser. And we'll explain what he means. The Gemara says in Psachim Davchav Dalanam Abeis that juice that comes out of strawberries or Te'enim, Rimoinim of Orla are not Aser Minat Torah. Abaye explains the reason is because it's Zeya Ba'alma that's not considered Ikra Pri. Reb Zeira explains that it's because he's not being Nene Kederach Hanah Asai. And the question that's asked is why is that not called Kederach Hanah Asai? Einach Hanami, a Rimoin, is not originally created in order for the person to use its juice. But once you squeeze the juice out of it, as soon as you have that juice, it's oymed l'shtia. The pasuk says, Ashkecha miyayin arekach miasis rimoini. You know that the asis of rimoin is capable of being consumed. So when a person drinks that rimoin juice, he's definitely being nene kederach hanasai. The teretz is, according to Reb Shimon, that the iser is to be nene and take the hanah that is being offered by the cheftzishal iser. The cheftzishal iser is oymed for achila, it's a rimoin. Even though the person went and consumed the juice in a way that's kederach achila, but he is not being nene from the rimoin in the way that the rimoin is meant to be used. So whenever we want to determine if a person is being nene from something kederech, we have to first decide if this is the thing that the iser is meant to give me. If the iser is a davar shel achila, so then by being nene, kederech achila, I'm taking that which the pri has to offer. If I took the pri and created juice out of it, and then I was nene from that juice, even though the maisa hana is done kederech,
but that which the fruit has to offer is not considered having been extracted from the fruit. What you took from the fruit is something that's really peripheral to the actual pri. The pri itself is here for the purposes of achila. You did not take advantage of the pri in the way that the pri was meant to be taken advantage of. Similarly, the klipin of Arla and Kilei HaKerem, although they're usr b'isr hano, the only way that a person is actually over being nene from them is if he's nene from that which the item has to offer. The derech by things like klipin is to use them as firewood. If you use them as firewood and as they're being consumed, you bake bread using that flame, what you've done is you've used up the isser in a way that is not peripheral to the isser. This is what the isser has to offer at this point. The klipa doesn't have to offer much more than being used as firewood. That is considered a legitimate way of using up the cheftza. If you take something that's edible, when you consume it by eating it, that's called using the cheftza in the way that it's meant to be used. And if you take something that's inedible, to use it up in a way that it is being consumed and providing you with a fire, that is another form of usage that's considered integral to what the cheftza has to offer. You see that from the sugya of Truma Temeya, that it says that the b'shtei truma sakasa medabra, a kohen is given truma to consume it, and if it's truma temeya, the Torah gave it to him to use as firewood. That's considered a different way of consuming the chafetz. So the Mandi Yamar who says that the only time that Klipe Arla and Kilei HaKerem are usher to bake bread with is when there's a flame, when it's avuka kenegdoi. However, when they are gecholim loichshois, then there's no problem baking bread on top of those gecholim. That is because at the stage that they're already gecholim, you are not being nene from the consumption of the klipe arla and kilei HaKerem. They've already been reduced to gecholim, and although they're glowing and there is some sort of flame there, you're being nene from that flame. That hana from the flame is not a hana from the consumption of the arla, and it is considered a peripheral hana. It's considered not being nene directly from what the chafetz has to offer. The chafetz maybe was successful in helping you create a glowing hot coal, and in turn, you're taking that glowing heatness and using it for your own purposes, but you are not being nene directly from the chafetz itself. Now, if this is the gedder as to why when the gecholim are loichshois, it's mutter to be nene from the bread that was baked on top of them, then there certainly is a kol shekein to the case of when I already took the coals out. Even if I generated heat through iser that was be'en, and then I take the coals out and bake using that heat, I'm not being nene directly from the iser. What I'm being nene from is something that the iser created. The iser was successful in creating heat. That heat right now is not considered taking anything out of the cheftza. That's taking something out of something that the cheftza created. You can't get any more indirect than that. So there is a kol shekein from the gecholim loichshois, because gecholim loichshois is a hana indirectly from the iser. You're not being nene from the iser being consumed. You're being nene from that which was created through the iser having been consumed, namely the glowing heat that's on the gecholim. Now, if we say that in a case where the gecholim are here, I have the iser in some form, it's here, it's just in the form of a glowing hot coal, and yet it's considered like I'm not directly being nene from the iser, then certainly in a case where the iser was burned and it fueled a fire and that created heat in a tanner, then you remove the coals and I don't have anything left from the iser. All I have is the heat that was created by the iser. I'm certainly not being nene directly from the iser. I'm being nene from something that was created from the isers having been consumed. So if you learn like those shittas that gecholim are mutter in the case only of Arla and Klipei HaKerem because they are from the Nisrafim, then clearly the din of gecholim has got nothing to do with this, he said. It has to do with the fact that it was reduced already to something like Afer. Masha'enkin, if you hold that it's true, even by the Nigbarim, where you're not allowed to be nana from the Afer, then you could say that this is the Gedder, and there is a Mashmos in Rashi, Davchavav Mabez, that he understands this Gedder. We can even add that Rashi probably knew that we could not be talking about a Heter because of the din of Kol Nisrafim, Ephron Mutter. Because after all, gecholim loichshois is not really afer yet. It's not fully consumed enough. It hasn't been reduced to the state of ashes. So it's a very big chiddush to say, like the Rosh is assuming, that gecholim loichshois is considered afer. So it's possible that the shorish of the machloikas between Rashi and Tosfos is, is it possible to view gecholim loichshois as the din of kol nisrafim, the afer is mutter? According to Tosfos and the Rosh, we view the fact that it was already reduced to coals as being mutter, midin kol nisrafim, the efer becomes mutter. According to Rashi, we cannot view it that way because it's not really yet reduced to ash, and therefore we have to say that there's another heter, and that's the way we explained. The truth is that Tosfos in Temura and Daf Lamed Daled explains that the din of Kol Nisrafim, the reason why the Efer becomes Mutter, is because of Nasis Mitzvosai. You already did the mitzvah that's incumbent upon you to treat this Isra Noah. Since it's already Nasis Mitzvosai, we could say that even Gachom Loichshes, the mitzvah has already been accomplished. You've done what the Torah told you to do. Even at that stage, it's already Nasis Mitzvosai, and therefore becomes Mutter. Masha'en Kein Rashi, if you take a look at Rabbi Chanan in the Kovet Shiurim Chelik Beis Simen Chaf Aleph, it's clear that Rashi has a different understanding in why the Efer is Mutter by Kol Nisrafim. And it would seem that the simplest way of understanding Shitas Rashi is that there is a din called Panim Chadoshes. Since the Torah told you to burn the Yisuri Hanoh that are Nisrafim, the Torah obviously shows that the state of ash is considered a Panim Chadoshes. Memela, it's very mistaver to say that Rashi holds that Gecholim Loichshes, since it hasn't yet been reduced completely to ash, it's not yet called Panim Chadoshes. So Tosfos, who learns that the din of Kol Nisrafim, the Efer is Mutter, Midin, Nasis Mitzvosai, even Gacham Loichshes has the quality of Nasis Mitzvosei. Memela Tosfos understands that there's a big difference between the fact that you're allowed to bake on top of Gacham Loichshes and the fact that you're not necessarily allowed to bake in a Tanur Goruf. Like our Tosfos says, there is a Shaila by Tanur Goruf, and it's not a kol shekem from Gachom Loichshes. The reason for this is because since Tosfos understands the whole heter of Gachom Loichshes is because the Efer is mutter, it's ready Nasis Mitzvosai, so by Gachom Loichshes is Nasis Mitzvosai because you burnt it. Masha'en came the Tanur Goruf, you created heat from a stage that was earlier than when it was reduced already to Efer. It hasn't yet been Nasis Mitzvosai until the end, and therefore the heat that you're being nana from is not after the Nasis. Masha'en Kein, Rashi, who understands that the din of calling a Srafn Afron Mutter is not because Nas Mitzvasi, but rather because of Panim Chadoshes. He understands that you do not have the heter of Afron Mutter unless it's reduced to ash totally, and therefore Gecholim Loichshes would only be based on the Hezbo we gave earlier, that it's an indirect Tanah. Once you understand this, because of an indirect Tanah, there's a Kol Shekein to the case of Tanur Goruf. But that's all true by Gecholim Loichshes. Gecholim Oyemoy, says the Marsha, Rashi over here would agree to Tosfos that there is no Kol Shekein, and the reason is very simple. Gecholim Oymois, it has already been reduced to ash totally. So then you do have the heter of Kol Nisrafim Afron Mutter, and the Man D'Yamar who holds that they only were matter by Gecholim Oymois disagrees with the premise of the Man D'Yamar Gecholim Loichshes Mutter and holds that it is considered a direct Hana. And so the only heter would be because Kol Nisrafim Afron Mutter, and according to that, we understand, like Tosfos, that the only time that you can be matter is when it already gets reduced to ash, but in the case of Tanur Goruf, since the Hana that you're getting was generated before it was reduced to ash, you have the Svar of Tosfos that you're considered being Nene from the Isser, and you don't have the Heter of Afra Ba'alma. So in short, everybody agrees that according to the Man D'Yamar that they were only Mater by Gecholim Oymemois, and Gecholim Loichshes remains Osir. You have to say that the Heter is because Kol Nisrafim Afron Mutter. When the Heter is because Kol Nisrafim Afron Mutter, you have the Svar of Tosfos that the only time that it's Mutter is when you're being Nene after it became Afer. Masha'en came the heat that was generated before it became Efer, it's also to be Nana from, and that's why the Gemara has a Shaila in our Sugya. The Machlokes Rashi Tosfos is how to understand the Man D'Yamar Gecholim Loichshes Mutter. According to Tosfos, we're saying that that's also Midin, Kol Nisrafim Afron Mutter. And that's why Tosfos holds that no matter what, even according to Man D'Yamar Gecholim Loichshes is Mutter, there's still no Kol Shekein to the case of Gecholim Shegarfon. And Rashi disagrees and says that the Man D'Yamar Gecholim Loichshes Mutter is not because Kol Nisrafim Afron Mutter. We're actually adding that the reason why Rashi doesn't hold that way is because he holds that the din of Kol Nisrafim Afron Mutter is not because Nasis Mitzvosai, like Tosfos, rather it's because Panim Chadoshes, and that's why it has to be fully reduced to ash. In which case, you have to give a whole new hesber according to Man D'Yamar Gecholim Loichshes Mutter, why it's Mutter when it's Gecholim Loichshes, and that is because it's not considered a direct Hanah from the Isser. Since it's not considered a direct Hanah from the Isser, Kol Shekein, in the case where you generated heat and you're baking from that heat, you're not being Nena directly from the Isser, rather, you're being Nena from the heat that was created Al Yedei the Isser. The Mishnah says, Noga Becherse Shel Taner Yikleif Es Mekoimoi. If the Korban Pesach touched
the hot sides of the tanner, you have to be koylif, you have to peel off the outer layer of the Korban Pesach, because we say that that part has been nitzla al yidei davar acher, not al yidei the eish.
Notaf me roitboy al acheres v'chazer elov, if some of the roitiv of the Korban Pesach dripped out and touched these chahat charosim, v'chazer elov, then went back into the Korban Pesach, yitoles mekoyma. You have to do more than klipa, you have to do more than peeling off the outer layer, you have to be noitel. You have to take more out of the Korban Pesach. Rashi says you have to go netila yafa yafa ba'ovi in the thickness of the Korban Pesach. He doesn't say the shear. In halacha, it's gepaskin that you have to take kidei etzba, the thickness of a finger. This is brought down in Yerodei Simen Tzadik Vav Sif Aleph.
Toisvis in Dibra Maschil Yitolas Bekoimoi asks the following question. Since we just heard that in the second case, you have to be noitelas Bekoimoi and it's not enough to take out the outer surface, why then, when it touches the side of the tanur, don't we say also that you have to take out kedei netila? Because einach enami, the meat that was nitzla al yidei the cherse hatanur is only nitzla to the shear of kedei klipa. But there's more than that, because there is roitiv that's nivla inside the Korban Pesach. It has moisture, and that moisture, we just learned, moves further than kedei klipa, which is why when it's not the meroit by al acheres v'chazer elov, yitlas mekaymai. So Tosfos is asking that why don't we say machmas the roitiv that amount of kedei klipa has, which we know that it was tzoyla, the kedei klipa of the basar, the roitiv that's found inside that kedei klipa should move further, and it should be mechayev you to take out kedei netila.
Tosfos says that we must be talking about a case where there's not really a lot of roitiv, and when you have a little bit of roitiv, then it doesn't aser kedei netila. Tosfos brings a raya from the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah talks about when you're sach shemen shel truma, all you have to worry about is kedei klipa, because the shemen shel truma is only a little bit of sicha. Like the Gemara actually says later on, and dafayin vav medalef, shiny sicha de mashu ba'almahu da avida. When you smear oil on a surface, you only smear a little bit, and therefore there's not enough to aser kedei netila. Now, lefi shitas harashba in the Teres Abayis and by his dalet shar aleph, it would seem that Tosfos' kasha does not even begin, because the Rashba understands that the din of nafal meroitboy al acheres v'chazer elov, that you have to take off kedei netila, is only said by the type of iser that is created by the roit of falling in to a piece of meat, and that's because there's a certain amount that it penetrates the basar when it falls in with force. The Rashba over there explains that generally speaking, there is only kedei klipa that gets ge'asered when you have the contact of two pieces of meat. Because since you're not cooking it, it doesn't really go throughout the entire chaticha, and it only asers the outer layer. However, says the Rashba, when you have something that's shamein and goes into a piece of meat, most of it gets bottled throughout the piece of meat when you have shishim kenegdai. The kedei netila is what happens upon penetration. When it goes in, it deposits a larger percentage in the kedei netila. And that's why the kedei netila is usser. That's what the Rashba explains over there. So according to the Rashba, you can't even ask Tosfos this question, because kedei netila is something that only happens when something penetrates a piece of meat. In the case that Tosfos is bringing from the Naga Becherse Shel Taner, there was no penetration of something from outside that infiltrated the meat and started to aser it. Rather, Tosfos is asking that the roitiv that already is inside the kedei klipa should start traveling. According to the Rashba, if it starts traveling, it would travel throughout the entire chaticha and become batel. So we never say that the kedei netila has more blias than the rest of the chaticha. The only time we say that is when something comes from outside and infiltrates, it penetrates the piece of meat, then we say that the kedei netila has a higher percentage. Tosfos obviously doesn't learn that way in kedei netila, and actually Tosfos is of the same opinion as the Ra'ah over there in the Teres Abayis. In the case of the Mishnah of Notav Meroitbay ala Soilis, Yikbetses Mekoimoy, that you're supposed to do Kmitza, you take a full Kmitza from that Soilis, Rashi says that what do you do after your Koimetses Mekoimoy? The Yisrif Oise Koimets Gishar Kodshim Psulim. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach, Perek Ches Halacha Yud Gimel, says Notav Meroitbay ala Soilis, Yikloif Es Mekoimoy Vyashlichenu. Now Yikloif Es Mekoimoy, Luchoir is connected with Erisha Mishnah, and the Kesef Mishnah says that it must be that there was a problem with the Girsa. The Rambam should have read Yikmoitz Es Mekoimoy.
Especially since, says the Kesef Mishnah, that there is not the option of doing klifa. You don't peel off soilus. Soilus is something that you could do kmitza to, but it's not shayach to do yikloif es mekoymoy. But in any case, the Rambam says afterwards, v'yashlichenu, you should throw it out. So that means that he disagrees with Rashi, who says that you're supposed to burn that chelik. It could be because the Rambam holds like the Michas Chinuch, who says that when you have less than a kezayis of kodshim, there is no chiyuv sreifa. Alternatively, we could learn that the Rambam holds that you do not have to burn this piece of soilus because it is not really kodshim. It is muvla from roitiv of the Karban Pesach, but it itself is not a chefzeshal iser. This svara appears in the tzlach over here in our sugya. The tzlach is really coming to explain Rashi. The tzlach is bothered by why does Rashi have to tell us that you burn it kishar kodshim. He says Rashi is not here to paskin dinim. Rashi is here to explain the Mishnah. So why is this point necessary and why is it relevant to the pirush of the Mishnah? Says the tzlach that Rashi was being sensitive to the words of the Mishnah. In one place we say Yitel es Mekoymai, and the other place he says Yikmetz es Mekoymai. Now, al pi pashtus, we could argue and say that Yikmetz es Mekoymai is a deeper netila than Yitel es Mekoymai, and we could say that the amount that Roitiv penetrates Basar is less than it gets when it gets absorbed into Soilus, and that's why it says Yikmetz es Mekoymai. The Tzlach obviously assumes that that is not the case, and therefore he says that Rashi was bothered by why the Mishnah changed its lashon. Why over here do you say Yitol es Mekoymai and over here you say Yikmetz es Mekoymai? Says the Tzlach that Rashi understood that is gufo what the Mishnah is coming to be mechadish by changing the Lashon. That by saying Yikmetz es Mekoymai, the Tana is telling me a chiddush that you have to burn this kodshim because, says the Tzlach, I would have thought that it's different than the rest of the Mishnah. In the rest of the Mishnah, you have a piece of meat. When a piece of meat is touched by the side of the tanner, you have to take off the kedei klipa, you have to remove it, but that is real meat that was nitzla idei davar acher, and we understand that meat is kodshim that needs to be treated like kodshim has to be treated. Similarly, if you have a piece of the Karban Pesach that has blias and you can't eat it, you have to burn it. So that the tanner wouldn't even have to tell me. However, here we're talking about soilus that is chulin. You have a piece of chulin that's muvla, that has blias of kodshim inside, there's a chiddush that you have to do sreifa, and the lashon Yikmoitz es Mekoymoy says that Tzlach is coming to draw an association to Hilchas Kodshim. Kmitza is something that is used by Menaches, and it's something that we are associate with Kodshim. By saying Yikmoitz es Mekoymoy, the Tana is being meramis to us the din that Rashi says that you would have to burn that soilus. Once the Tzlach tells us that there's at least a half a minute to say that when you have chulin that's muvla from kodshim, there is no chiyuv sreifa, we could say that that's the reason why the Rambam holds that you're not mechuyev to be soirif, that's soilus. The Rambam in Perik Ches Halacha Yud Beis says the following: Notaf meroit by alacheres v'chazer olav yitul es mekaymai shekol hamorak v'halecha, all of the juice or moisture shetifresh mimenu kishe yitzle, that separates itself from the Karban Pesach when it gets roasted, asura Shaharei Einar Basar Tzli. It is usher because it's not Basar Tzli. What exactly does the Rambam mean? It's not Basar Tzli. It's something that came out of Basar Tzli. It's not called Basar Tzli. Why not? So the Tzlach learns that the Iker Kavonis of Rambam is to say that since it is Roitiv that separated itself from the Basar, it's not together Basar. You can't be Mekaren the Mitzvah Achilas Karban Pesach with it because it doesn't have a din of Basar. Only when it's inside the Basar, it's bottled to the Basar and has a din of Basar, but not when it gets separated. The question is, even if it doesn't have a din of Basar and you can't be Yoytze the Mitzvah Achilas Karban Pesach with it, but what makes it Usser? In the Rambam it's Mavur that because of this it becomes Usser. Now, if you look at the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis, he's going on the case of Notaf Meroit Be'al HaSoilus, and he says that if it falls from the Roitiv on Soilus, you have to remove that Soilus. Says the Rambam, Ki Osir Lecho Mimenu Elo Mashe Nishir Ba'atzmusei Kosha. You're only allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach that which remains Ba'atzmusei Kosha, which means hard. Avo Mashe Yosef Mimenu Harehu Kimoruk. Whatever flows out of it is like moruk. It's possible that what the Rambam means is that part of the geder of tzli eish is that it has to remain something dry. Bushel mevushel b'mayim is a process in which you add moisture to the item. And that's called bishel. Bishel is the process of heating something through water. When you
Artsoila, when you roast something, the point is to remove the water. It gets roasted over the fire and the water drips out. It could be that what the Rambam means is that the whole concept of Tzli Eish means when you roast something that's a solid and you extract the water from it. So when you have Maruk that came out of the Karban Pesach, you can't call that Maruk Tzli Eish. It's not called Tzli, it is Bishel, because you just heated something that's liquid up by the fire. When the liquid is inside the basar, so like the Tzlach says, it's tuffel to the basar, and you're allowed to eat it as part of that basar because it doesn't have its own identity. But the moment it gets separated from the basar, we can say that this is something that's called mevushel, not tzli eish. Now, although this explains the Rambam, there's still a problem because the Gemara seems to say a different hesber in why Yitolos Mekaymai by Natal Meroitfai al Acheres v'chazrei love, and another reason for Yikmetzes Mekaymai when it fell into Soilus. Gemara on Ayin Vav Med Aleph gets into a whole discussion about the Mandiyamar Tata Gavar or Ila Gavar, which means that there's Machloikis when you have one thing that falls onto another thing, which one is Menatseach the other, which one wins out. So the Gemara explains that if you hold Ila Gavar, then the Roitiv that falls onto the cheres or onto the soilus could cook it, even if the cheres of the soilus was cold. Masha'en Kain, if you hold Tata Gavar, then the thing that's cold is Mizgaber over the thing that's hot, that's falling onto it, and thereby it cools it down. So the Gemara says that if you hold Ila Gavar, we understand the Mishnah, because the Roitiv is going to heat up the thing that it falls onto. But if you hold Tata Gavar, then it should have been cooled off, and what's the problem if it falls back in, or if it falls onto some soilus? So the Gemara says that we're talking about that the soilus was hot. Now, the Rambam paskins Tata Gavar, that's fine, and therefore he would have to learn the Mishnah's talking about that the soilus is resachas, or the cheres is resachas. And the reason why that roita becomes puzzle is because it's tzli aidei davar acher. That's what's mashma in the sugya. So why would the Rambam explain differently than the sugya sashas? So it is possible that the Rambam held that the Gemara's teretz was a doichek, and one would have to understand why the Gemara couldn't give the Rambam's teretz. I'll call upon him. You see a yisoid, according to the Shitza Rambam, that liquids, when they're heated up and they fall out of the Karban Pesach, they immediately are usser. Not because of Tzli Alidei Davar Acher, but because they themselves don't have a din of Tzli Eish.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.